HarperCollins presents The Boy Who Slept Through Christmas, written and read by me, Matt Lucas, with words and music also by Matt Lucas. Chapter 1. Before we begin. Hello. This is a story about the worst thing that could ever happen actually happening. And when I say the worst thing that could ever happen, I don't mean just a bad thing. This is not a tale about someone who missed the bus and had to walk home for a good half an hour across a muddy field in a spot of drizzle without an umbrella because they weren't expecting rain, and they got their nice new trainers all covered in muck and their socks were soaked, and they could hear the soggy squelch with every step, and also they nearly slipped on a molehill, but they didn't, but they could have done. Nor is this a story about someone who was so busy telling somebody else that they needed to look where they were going that they themselves walked straight into a lamppost and their elbow hurt for a good 10 minutes after, and when they got in they had to run to the freezer and grab a bag of frozen peas to put on the elbow, and thankfully it's a bit better now and the swelling should go down by Thursday. And this certainly isn't about the time someone packed themselves a lovely picnic and took it to the beach on the sunniest day of the year, and they literally just put their ham sandwich down in their lap for 5 seconds so they could put on some more sunscreen, because everybody knows it's very important to keep putting on sunscreen, and then a very rude seagull indeed swooped down and pinched the ham right out of the sandwich, which everyone knows is the best bit, and all that was left was a plain bread sandwich that tasted of nothing at all except maybe a hint of sunscreen. No, this is a story about something far, 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 far worse. In fact, you might need to grab a box of tissues, or if you can't find any, some toilet roll will probably do. Chapter 2. The Best Christmas Ever. Leo loved Christmas. I know you probably love Christmas, but Leo might have loved it even more than you. No offence. In fact, Leo loved Christmas so much that he usually started thinking about next Christmas at the beginning of July. And the only reason he didn't start until then was because he was busy spending the first 6 months of the year still thinking about last Christmas. Leo wasn't the only one in his family who looked forward to Christmas, of course. His younger sister Jessie would get excited about the presents, as all kids do. Maybe this year she'd get the mermaid costume she asked for, and perhaps a Wendy house and some building bricks. Even his moody teenage brother Connor couldn't dampen Leo's festive spirits. Connor would try to wind Leo and Jessie up, saying that Christmas was soppy, and anyway Father Christmas had squillions of presents to deliver and would be far too busy to visit their home this year, but there was no curbing Leo's enthusiasm. As Christmas approached, the opening of the advent calendar door each morning filled him with cheer, and his anticipation only grew from there. Christmas made Leo feel good. It was like a big, warm, happy hug. And anything that made Leo feel good was a very fine thing indeed, because it had been an extremely challenging time in the Parker family of late. This year would be the first Christmas without someone rather special. Leo's lovely mum had been ill for a while, and a few months ago she had died. In his sadness, Leo had briefly pondered if Christmas might be virtually impossible this year, or indeed any year, without mum. But then he remembered how she had made him promise to have the best time possible always, even if she wasn't there. So Christmas would be going ahead, and, more than that, Leo resolved that in tribute to Mum, this would quite simply be the best Christmas ever. But now Mum was gone, who was going to put it all together? Mum had known how to do everything just right. Together, she and Leo would put up the lights, decorate the tree, write the cards, hang the stockings, sing songs, and prepare the feast. Dad said
Sample complete. Ready to continue?